Hello.
Oh, hi, good afternoon. Good meeting from Family First. This is Deborah Henderson.
Yes.
All right, ma'am. This is Rodney from Family First. I am the coordinator of one of our patients. I don't know if Sarah, I guess that Sarah told you about a case, Michelle Angelista, right?
Yes.
Okay. In this case, I mean, the patient just wants to have a brief word with you. I know that you're just covering for tomorrow. She's also willing to have a temporary aid whenever there's like a, I mean a backup aid whenever there's a call out or something. So,
first, okay.
But I know that, I mean, you will get to be sure about that when you visit her tomorrow. I mean, if you like coming back or anything. It's not like she's bad at all, but you know, you gotta get used to it. And normally the patient requires help with cooking, needs help showering. She falls out a lot over there. Empty her trash, like cleaning. Sometimes her laundry, but not all the time. And company for her appointments, but tomorrow you will not have the need to do that. She's sensitive sometimes regarding communication. In this case, I mean, you know, as old people like to have certain things done the way that they want it. I don't know. I mean, we hope have been there. So she's mostly requiring that, okay? So if you hold on for a minute, I'm going to connect her to the call real quick. She just wants to know you and, I don't know, your basic questions. Her schedule tomorrow is 9 to 6, okay? So I'm going to send you the address and her number as well briefly, okay? So I'm going to connect her, okay? I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
All right. Hi, Sabora. Here is Ms. Michelle. Sabora, well, you guys go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. So I'll be coming in tomorrow to cover.
That'll be fine. Do you drive?
No.
You gotta come in the back of my apartment, but I can't make it to the front. Because I have a walker, and trust me to walk.
Okay, yeah, I don't drive, so I could walk to the back.
Yeah, make sure you come to the back.
Okay.
I can't make the front door too far away.
Okay, that's not a problem.
Yeah, there's not much to do. Everything is done already.
You said everything is done already?
Yeah, all you have to do is heat up some leftover food that I have in the refrigerator. So breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I'll talk to you tomorrow when you come.
Okay, I look forward to meeting you.
I look forward to meeting you also.
All right. You have a good day.
I'll see you tomorrow. And if you have trouble finding my apartment, I gave my phone number. You call me when you're on your way, okay?
Okay.
Is that my phone number?
Yes.
Okay, I'll give it to you. Did you have a pencil?
I'm ready.
Or a pen? 267-463-8165.
267-463-8165. Okay.
Yeah. And can I have your phone number also?
267.
267.
487.
487.
5953.
953. Are you calling me when you're on your way?
Okay, I will.
I'll leave unlock the, you just walk right in, because I can't make it to the door to let you in.
Okay, it's not a problem.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow, Dom Lady.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Hello, Ronnie?
Okay, let me, give me a second. Okay, Sabora, I'm going to send you the address right now via text, and just to make sure that you also have the correct phone number, okay? Okay.
Are you going to make sure it's in the X2 so I can clock in?
Yeah, yeah, I just added you, actually, in the meantime that we're on the call.
Okay.
All right, so let me, yeah, yeah, I'll take care of the rest right now, okay? Thank you so much, Sabora, for taking the call.
Can I just say something, Sabora?
Yes.
I have to tell you. I have to tell you, I have anxiety. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Yes. And I'm going to
it's
tell
all
you
right.
about stuff I can.
It's okay.
All right, then. Take care of yourself.
All right. You too.
I'll see you tomorrow, Bobby.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.